Book Club at 91.7 on WVXU and WMUB. I'm Mark Purcell. On the phone with me is Matthias Hallwich, who, along with Bruce Mau Design, has just released the book New Aging, Live Smarter Now to Live Better Forever. As many baby boomers are retiring and looking at their retirement years, they are realizing there are some challenges they have to face, and Matthias and friends are trying to find some solutions. Matthias Hallwich, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you for having me.
I'll begin with the background for New Aging. I found it amusing right in the beginning where you say, well, you realized when you turned 40 that about half your life was done, and you started looking at the other half, and, well, you saw some challenges that come with aging.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was 38, I had the big 40 in front of me. As a curious architect, I did some research on numbers, and as you said, I realized I surpassed already 50% of my life expectancy. And by looking into the future, I saw, of course, retirement communities, nursing homes, and assisted living facilities that all kind of in theory sound great, but in reality, there are places none of us really wants to be in. So that really triggered for me kind of a research on what can be done different. And I also saw a amazing statistic that actually 90% of all of us in America want to age at home. So my question was, why not do that?
And that is something that I know a lot of folks don't think of until it's too late. I mean, personally, this is on my mind, and looking as I'm in middle age, looking at my later years and seeing it through the eyes of my parents as they age, and my friends' parents as they age and some pass, and realizing this is something that is going to become more and more of an issue as it goes along. Why has it taken so long for people to realize that something needed to be done about aging, Matthias?
Yeah, I think the big flaw is that we all kind of live in denial. Aging is scary, and when we look into the future, these are things that we really don't want to address. So the easiest is just to close our eyes and to want to live young forever. But by not opening the eyes and looking into the future and just seeing what maybe is coming our way, we don't use that opportunity to do these early adjustments. And the reality is that we actually should do adjustments already when we're 40, 50, 60, 70, and 80, because that's when it's really easy and we can create the right trajectory so that we're not surprised and that we're prepared, because a surprise very easily can cause a change of living environments that is not in tune with the way we want to live.
Indeed, and I've seen that happen many times when sudden illnesses or the like can alter that trajectory in a hurry, and a lot of people aren't ready for that. And what you mentioned that you are an architect and your background in architecture, but really the book New Aging covers the whole gamut. It's not just about how your house should be to make it easier to live in, but it's also how you should act and what you should do. So really it seems like you had to expand your discipline when you were putting together this book. Is that true?
Yeah, it's very true. But the reality is that architecture is always in direct interaction with people and the people's activities and the people's wants and desires. So when I take a step back from my role as an architect, I also just become a person who engages with the surrounding and the context. And I opened my eye and looked into what are really the big picture issues that need to be changed. And the one surprising maybe, for example, is one of the chapters where I say that we should never retire. Of course, we may want to stop doing our 9-to-5 job, but the idea is that you do something different, still something that is meaningful, that is in tune with the energy you have, the tune with your interests, because in longevity principles, you can see research that places where people become the oldest are also places where people work forever. And that could be help in the household, in the family. That can also be still really the support in farming and all kind of other activities. And it's just really important to keep that in mind.
I'm speaking with Matthias Hallwich, who, along with Bruce Mau Design, has released a new book called New Aging, Live Smarter Now to Live Better Forever. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. And Matthias, I love this book just because I've seen many of these issues beginning to pop up in my life with relatives and friends. And I am encouraged by a lot of these suggestions because really they're quite simple. I love the very first chapter, Love Aging, because I've felt as I've aged that I'm not nearly as old as I look, shall we say. And that, you know, if you don't see it as an adversary, it makes it a little bit easier to deal with that aging, right?
Yes. And aging is really a gift that we got with life, and we should embrace it and we should enjoy it. And sometimes when people say like that our society is aging and it's a real scary thing, I believe it's actually the opposite. It's the most beautiful thing because it just gives us more years to live. We just have to make sure that they are happy and healthy.
Many different suggestions throughout New Aging. You know, I mentioned the home and some challenges that people who are aging face in homes with stairs and other things. What do you think is the biggest obstacle to aging that folks should really look at? What is the pinnacle of aging problems?
Yes, I think it's really kind of a 360-degree review that we have to do. But when we want to, for example, focus on a home, we can actually make a little test, and they can do that today. We can take one of our luggages out, which has a couple of wheels on it, put clothes in it, and now walk around your home for the rest of the day. And you're going to see that there are some steps you're not really aware of. There's a carpet that's going to be impossible to get over it. And when you go into the bathroom, there might not be enough space to turn around and to navigate. And that gives you a very good indication of what's wrong with your home today and what are the elements that you should change as soon as you do some renovations in your home.
So what percentage do you think it is between the shall we say, the hardware changes that need to be made and the changes in our thinking about aging? What are our challenges when it comes to, you know, our approach to aging?
That's a good question about the percentage. I think it's kind of like 30%. It's our physical environment that needs to be altered and changed. And 70% is some of our behavior that we can change. For example, it is absolute key that we stay social all lifelong, that we always make new friends, that we engage with our neighbors, that we stay in contact with our family, because these social networks become our informal help networks at the moment where there might be small, minor challenges that can be easily compensated just by a neighbor to help out for a day or for a week. But if you don't have them, they immediately become daunting tasks where we have to maybe tap into paid services, or maybe we even have to leave our home for a period of time because we cannot deal with these kind of challenges. So that is where that kind of behavior kind of change really becomes very, very important. And the beauty is that actually when we do them throughout our lives early on, and we pick and choose some of these suggestions out of the book, we will realize that they already enrich our life when we're young. Because who doesn't want to be social? Mm-hmm. Isn't it beautiful when you break down the fences between your neighbors and you may share a pool together, and your neighbor might gonna use the grill for a barbecue in your backyard, and that really creates an active and healthy social environment that's good for all of us at all ages.
The book is called New Aging, Live Smarter Now to Live Better Forever, put together by Matthias Hallwich, who I'm speaking with, and Bruce Mao Design. You can learn more at wvxu.org. And you talked about the living spaces here, and you worked on, as the first page of the book says, on BOOM, retirement, but it has retirement struck out, an empowerment community. Talk about the empowerment community.
Yes, so when we design for, as architects, for our aging society, it is really important that we consider architecture as a support environment that enables people to do the things they want all lifelong. And there's, for example, programmatic components that we should incorporate into them. That is work spaces, a business center, so that people can do additional professional work throughout of their lives. That there are educational areas where maybe different generations can come together and learn from each other, or where an older person can learn something about technology from a younger person. And, of course, also a sense of or a portion of an informal healthcare component to it. But what is so important when you think about it is that we do have that kind of diversity of ages within these buildings. Because when we put 1,000 people of an average age into a building, then we have today 150 people above 65, and just 5 of these people need a little bit medical support. So now we have 995 people who are healthy and active, and they can actually swing by where the older people with the challenges are, which are just 5. So you maintain that kind of healthy mix between all people, and you don't put the oldest, the ones who need really some help, into a nursing home, which ultimately is just a house for old people all together, and you lose that kind of diversity of ages that, of course, also keeps us active and healthy and happy.
One thing I know that many people face when it comes to helping take care of relatives who are aging is persuading the relatives to accept help. And that is part of the book, New Aging. Add services and conveniences. Don't be scared to hire help to take care of the lawn. One thing that denial, I think, is what you brought up a little bit earlier, where the people are denying that they're getting old. And I'm still going to mow that lawn, but really hiring help will help you with your aging.
Yeah, and there are wonderful new movements in our industry where services become so much easier accessible. When you just think about the rise of Uber, where you can just press a button and the car comes and it's very convenient and very easy to use. Or also food services, where all your ingredients are being delivered to your home and you can still cook and enjoy the preparation of food, but you don't have to worry about doing the groceries anymore. But what's very important is that when we are living and when we are aging, that we actually have the kind of social activities already embedded into our way of life. Because when you help your neighbor out from time to time, maybe to mow the lawn when they're gone on vacation, or ask them if you can do some groceries for them, they will do the same to you later on when you really need it. So there's almost like a pre-investment that is very important so that you could build up that kind of goodwill around you so that your social networks are really sound and supportive.
Well, Matthias, I want to know, I love everything that I read in New Aging. There wasn't anything I disagreed with. Everything I want to put to work, but you know, when I tried, I want to do it all, but where do you suggest I begin?
I think ideally you just flip through the book and the color you like the most, stop and just do it.
All right. That's good. I like that. Some new adventure, something new to do. So, well, thank you, Matthias, for all the suggestions. And I hope to put some into practice and age with dignity and grace, too. So thank you very much for putting this all together.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on your program.
Matthias Hallwich, who with Bruce Mound Design has just released the book New Aging, Live Smarter Now to Live Better Forever. You can learn more about that book and Matthias's work as an architect at our website, wvxu.org. This is the Book Club at 91.7.